This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. So you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, you can. We have a live chat room up on therealside.com. We also have what's it called? Facebook feed. It's another way for you to convert. I mean, there's no reason why you can't converse. We have our own apps, all kinds of fun stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Julio Rivera is going to join me after the first break, and we would lovingly refer to him as our conservarican. Actually, that's what he refers to himself as. And I really do. I always have a good time when Julio's on the show with us, and he's pretty quick, although he's not quicker than me. You know what I'm saying? Pretty quick. But there's just so much I want to get to. So much. All right, so in West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, North Carolina, the primaries, you know, are they a clue, a window, if you would, into what November's going to look like? Are the Democrats in a world of hurt? Now, Doug Schoen, who's a, you know, just a hardcore Dem, thinks there might be an issue. And they need to pay attention to what's going on. They keep going. You know what? I don't want anybody coaching them. I want them to go as far left as humanly possible. I want to poke and prod these people to go total socialist, pseudo-communist. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Republican and Democratic primaries in West Virginia tonight, they were in Indiana, Ohio, also North Carolina, they provide some clues about what to expect in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, these should be seen by Democrats. They won't be, but they should be seen by Democrats as warning signs. But you see, they don't lose unless the Russians interfere with their election, so they have nothing to worry about. In West Virginia, Attorney General Patrick Morrisey emerged as the Republican, the senatorial nominee. It was a contentious primary, you know, marked by the unusual candidacy of a controversial former coal executive, Don Blankenship, who went to jail for, you know, just business. The coal mine exploded, killed 29 workers, and they blamed him for it. He has a different explanation for it. But, you know, the people there know what was going on. The surprising popularity of Blankenship in the pre-election polling was surprising. But then Donald Trump, President Trump, tweeted out that he should not be the nominee. He should not be the one you vote for. And guess what happened? He lost. Now, in Indiana, meanwhile, three Republicans competed face-to-face with incumbent Democrat Senator Joe Donnelly, with Mike Braun emerging as the winner. The Republican primary may signal trouble for Donnelly and the Democrats in November, as President Trump carried the state by 20 points almost. In terms of results in Ohio, it appears that Republicans will most likely be able to also retain GOP Governor John Kasich's seat. And hopefully, he'll get nothing else. No, really. The guy's not a real Republican. The apparent winner of the Republican nomination for governor in Ohio, Mike DeWine, is a former U.S. Senator and current state attorney general. He also beat the 2018 Democratic candidate for governor, Richard Cordray. Now, the former head of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It looks like he's not going to have a problem in November. So Republicans will take these seats. Republicans will take these areas in the November election. Republican U.S. Representative Jim Renacci's victory in the race for GOP U.S. Senate nomination in Ohio, that is a serious challenge to the Democrats, especially the incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown. Right? See, the Dems, they don't learn. They stay on that same track. Well, the Republicans do the same thing at times. But they stay on the same track. Right? This is the way we've been doing it for 50 years. This is the way we're going to keep doing it. And they're looking for trouble at that point. And I don't want to give them any inside information. And the Republicans do the same thing. They're still advertising the way they did 25 or 30 years ago. And they need to change the way they do business. Republicans need to change the way they advertise, the way they go after their market, the way they go after their people. Even though they've had these wins, even though some of these things are really cool and wonderful and all that, they can't keep it up. We have a younger group of people coming up and voting. You have to find ways to reach them. And there's all kinds of digital ways to reach them. Read an article recently about how radio is actually stealing market share again away from digital. Because radio is a whole different animal. It's a one-on-one conversation, as you most of you understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Do get involved. Recent study shows that women are more controlling and aggressive than men in relationships. Who knew? Oh, God bless America. Anyway, I read these stories and go, who actually does these studies? Who's got the guts to go in there and do this? Now, women are more likely than men to be aggressive. The research found that women showed controlling behavior along with serious levels of threats, intimidation, and physical violence when in relationship more often than men do. More than 1,000 young men and women were questioned. It was called the Intimate Partner Violence Program. God, talk about more about this when Julio joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation, because I want you part of the conversation. I mean, I don't know how you guys, get involved in these conversations and you really don't have all the info you need. You haven't really looked up things. You haven't really done a little bit of research. I know some of you get mad, like you think I'm yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm asking you a question. Just like I told you earlier, do not waste your vote When you go out to the ballot box, don't check a box that's empty just because you don't want to waste your vote. If you don't know who you're voting for, you're wasting your vote. We'll talk about that more later on in the third hour. But I want to get my buddy on. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Julio Rivera joins me, our conservarican. And Julio, thanks so much for being with me. I know you're a very busy man, and I thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Well, you know, there's nothing that I enjoy more, like literally nothing in this world that I enjoy more than spending time on the real side with Joe Messina.
Wait a minute.
So, but thank you so much for having me on. Paul.
I got to go get my boots. I'll be back in 20 minutes. Hold on a second. Hey, well, we got a lot to talk about. I mean, I read your stuff. I see you on other shows. You and I sometimes crisscross, whether it's on Newsmax or The Dove or something like that. You know, we're kind of all over the place. We never really connect up together. And, you know, there's so much going on in the news today. And when you look at what's going on, you recently wrote a piece up on Reactionary Times, you know, about the FBI, the DOJ, and what's going on. I mean, all these things that if Obama was still in power, they would be all over us, like white on rice, if we did any, like the Rosie O'Donnell thing and what have you. But what's going on here? Why isn't Hillary in jail yet? Come on, help me out.
I mean, it's the same thing that I discussed at length when, you know, I was doing a lot of writing about, and thank God he was finally pardoned, but like with Christian Saucier. They are, right. There truly is.
Well, that was good. I got there truly is, and now he's gone. Hopefully, you know what? I think the NSA grabbed him. Hey, you never know, right?
That would be bad.
That would, whatever. Yeah, I think he pushed his face against the phone and disconnected himself. So we'll let him call back in. But he's right. You know, when you work on these projects, when you work on these things, and, you know, you're having to write about this stuff, I wonder if he just lost his connection. And you have to write about this stuff. Like his piece recently, he said, we've seen abuses in intelligence community from the FBI protecting Hillary Clinton and not recommending charges, closing the investigation into mishandling of classified evidence. To the House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Devin Nunes' memo, claiming that the FBI and Department of Justice misled a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And it's not claiming that they led, by the way. They did mislead. No joke. When they gave him the information on the dossier, I know, dossier, right? I'm from Boston. I got to put those R's someplace. But when they gave the misleading information from the dossier, it won't come out that way. Oh, God bless America. Anyway, I don't understand why nobody's been nailed with that yet. Do you know what I mean? Now, Julio goes on to write, is the conviction of Jason Bronham another example of the intelligence community abuse? And, you know, Julio's pretty good about his writing. You know, he's pretty good about dealing with his facts. He says, on the surface, the trial and convictions of Jason Bronham and Brian Brusting read like an American tragedy. For Bronham, a decorated war hero and a Bronze Star recipient turned Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department at the downtown Twin Towers Correctional Facility, pays the price for physically abusing a mentally ill inmate and lying to cover up the attack. U.S. District Court Judge George Wu opined during the trial that, in his estimation, Bronham and his co-defendant, Brian Brunsting, were part
Hello.
Of... there you go. You're back.
Hey, I don't know where you lost me, because I just went off on a whole tirade, and then when I said Joe and you never answered, that's when I realized,
you know,
we had an issue.
Spoken like a real Italian kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? You're just so into. Basically, we were just starting to talk about the abuses of the FBI. You there? Did I lose you again?
He's gone again.
I can't believe this.
All right, am I in?
Not, you're in. You're out. You're in. You're out. I guess what we'll do is we'll call you. I'll call you in a different setup. because I don't know if you're just in a bad area or what. But anyhow. So yeah, we'll bring him back on in a minute. But I want to finish up with I want to finish up with this story that he wrote, or not finish up, but at least get through it enough to where when he comes back on, we can talk about it.
But hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, I'm like a ghost. I just keep coming in and coming out. I don't know why this is doing
still.
This, unfortunately.
Stand still.
Yes.
Don't move.
Okay.
I know how you are. Okay. Right.
Because I am a jumpy Puerto Rican, so
Oh, God.
That does contribute to technical difficulties at times.
It sucks the energy out of the air. I know. I have the same problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. But I'm talking about your Branham and Brunstein piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, I mean, they jumped on this pretty quick. Give us an overview of that, quick.
Okay. Well, really, I mean, this was a beef that went on over several years between the FBI and the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. The FBI tried to sneak in a cell phone to an inmate to be an informant. It basically got this guy or put this guy in peril because, you know what they do to rats in jail. But L.A. County Sheriff's Department actually went and then decided it would be a good idea to go and threaten the FBI handler. Of the informant, which was, that caused an issue. Then you had an issue between the FBI agent that was in charge of the Branham and Brunstein case, actually, wound up in a separate case against the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, interrogating a witness without giving them their due process and reading them rights, giving them the ability to have an attorney and all that stuff. So that wound up getting another case thrown out against the LA County Sheriff. So there's a lot of animus between these two organizations. And I think the Branham case and Brunstein case is actually an example of the intelligence community weaponizing to go ahead and basically punish an organization that they had an issue with, in this case, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Well, listen, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Julio Rivera will still be with us, I promise, on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, get involved in the conversation. Whether you know what? You can't do it all alone. You don't have all the answers. So find a few people you can trust online. Find a few groups that you trust. And share information with each other. Anyway, always a pleasure when I have him on with me. I appreciate him so much, and I appreciate his take on things. And what you have to do is you have to record him on tape, the old-fashioned way, okay? And then what you do later on after the show is over, because you can't keep up, is you play it back at like half speed, and you'll be able to understand what he's actually saying. Julio Rivera joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. He's known as the Conservarican, and... You're the head honcho over Reactionary Times, aren't you? Like you're the man.
Yes, editorial director over at Reactionary Times. Yes, and everybody should go check out. And we're going to be redoing the website. I'm very excited, and I can't wait until Reactionary Times is up and the new version, the new format. It's going to be a lot better looking. And it's a lot of exciting things are happening. We're going to be relaunching our Reactionary Times TV. Our good. Second year is going to be starting in June. We're very excited about that. We're going to be bringing the show out more regularly. We're looking towards a goal of a daily one-hour show Monday through Friday. So that's hopefully we'll work towards that. And by hopefully mid to late summer, we'll be at that level.
Yeah, but Julio, with how fast you talk, a one-hour show is really a two-hour show when you slow it down, right? You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm almost like the what was that guy? The FedEx guy.
Oh yeah, I remember? Yeah. Oh wow, you're older than I thought you were, but that's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah, I am. I'm older. Some people are shocked sometimes when they find out how old I actually am. I'm about to turn 41. If you didn't realize, Jim.
Really? No, you don't look a day over. You're like 47, 48. Seriously. It's all good, though.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a day over 51, but there you go. Thank you for the compliment.
Right. Listen. The new CIA nominee, Gina Haspel, right? And you think about what they're doing to her. I don't know if you've been watching or listening to any of the hearings, but they're beating this woman up. Here's what I love about this. They're not talking about her overall record. They're not discussing what she actually has done, the successes that she has had. They are stuck on one thing, which is, A, her attitude towards waterboarding, and B, the video that was destroyed that was taken during a waterboarding session. And I get the biggest kick out of this because they're worried about what she feels about torture. But the guy before her, the guy that ran under Obama or that was nominated under Obama, he was the one that headed all this up, and they had no problem with it at all. I thought they loved women. Am I wrong?
No. They love leftist women. I mean, basically, it's the same and kind of an extension of what we saw with Kanye West. And you know, if you're a traditional Democrat demographic, you know, if you're a woman, if you're a person of color, if you don't subscribe to the groupthink, you know, they're going to go ahead and attack you. And, you know, I've seen some really particularly insidious things. Like, you know, now they're entertaining the possibility of having the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attack here against the United States. Actually, he wants to talk to Congress, and they're entertaining the idea of allowing this to happen. I read on the New York Times yesterday.
Yeah, let's bring in a terrorist to give a sworn testimony that he's going to swear to tell the truth and only the truth, so help him what, Allah? I mean, seriously?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. And you know, basically, this is how desperate the left has gotten, to the point where they're going to go ahead and attack one of America's greatest enemies, and they're going to try to politicize this nomination because, point blank, it's only because we're in a midterm election year. If we were not in a midterm election year, you know, I mean, look at what they did, what they tried to do to impede Pompeo. They had no issue right at the outset of the administration, because they didn't want to be seen as obstructionists, and they let Pompeo go ahead and get nominated as the CIA director. So right. What's the difference between having him in the CIA or as Secretary of State, that they had to put up this fight? You know, and we saw what they did to Ronny Jackson, you know, when Trump was trying to nominate him. They're probably going to do it anytime Trump tries to nominate, you know, a conservative judge to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Oh, sure.
Is this just going to continue on? Yeah, it's going to continue on.
Yeah, it's no. We know this is going to, you know, I was just talking to somebody a little while ago about how tough-skinned Trump is. Can you imagine any other person that was running for this office putting up with this kind of garbage that he's been put up, that he's had to put up with for the last, 16 months?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see it. I mean, you would have to have a very, very thick skin, and that's why I think that, you know, even though Trump, you know, from the primary wasn't my initial pick for president. You know, obviously I was a supporter of Ted Cruz.
Right.
You know, I think that the right guy did win, because I think that, you know, somebody who doesn't quite have, I guess, you know, somebody who doesn't have the ego, quite frankly, in some ways, of Donald Trump would not be able to sustain the constant, you know, attack. It's like he's fighting, like, you know, a multi-front war against, you know, the Democrats. He's fighting, you know, the never Trump Republicans. He's fighting the mainstream media. It's like, you know, it's a constant thing for him to be on the defensive.
Oh, he can't turn around with somebody taking a shot at him. It's like, look at all the things that are going on in North Korea, South Korea, and just all across the globe because of him. Positive things. And the only thing we keep hearing about is the Russian pole dance. Well, the pole dance and Russia, but, you know, might as well tie them together, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And the porn star, yes. It's all about porn stars and you know, these unproven conspiracy theories on how he got elected. Listen, you know, if you look at the crowds, and he still does, you know, his rallies from time to time, I'm sure because it's an election year, you know, he's fighting to try to keep that Republican majority in the House. You know, I think that they will move to try to impeach President Trump. Whether or not they have anything that's indictable or impeachable, they're certainly going to try to do it. But I think we're certainly going to see a lot more large crowds with Trump headlining. And, you know, you're going to see the enthusiasm around the country, you know, of the Trump agenda.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers are rising. You know, Congress is still flatlined. Seriously, he has no Republican support, Julio. And part of that is because those guys aren't really Republicans. There's 40-some-odd of them that are retiring. And I don't believe they're retiring because they've done their job and they're happy with what they've done. I think this thing has changed. Government is changing, and they can't run the way they used to. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's about results. I mean, that's ultimately, I think, what the issue is. You know, they have nothing. What's the Democratic platform? I mean, what can they go ahead and sell voters on that they've been able to accomplish? You know, they've done nothing. You know, I mean, there's all the positive gains right now. And the Republicans are going to have trouble actually, you know, running as well, too, because, you know, people are going to look at them and say, well, you know, you guys didn't give Trump the funding that he needed, you know, for the wall outright. You know, and they've gotten in his way on a couple of things. And maybe tax reform, is as good as it is, wasn't exactly what he had pitched or proposed. I mean, I think if these Republicans want to win, I'd go out there and basically do, you know, a carbon copy of the Trump agenda and run on something like that, because that's the only thing that America seems to be excited about right now. And you know, listen, you can't argue with results. You know, at the end of the day, we are in a much better place right now, you know, because of, you know, what Trump's tried to do as far as the deregulation standpoint, what he's been able to accomplish foreign policy-wise. I mean, I think pulling out of the Iran deal, which we saw this week, is a cause for celebration, as well as, you know, obviously, you know, all the gains that have been made now. We've gotten the captives released from North Korea. Yep. I think that's a huge thing. You know, I mean, these are just point blank. These are things that did not happen under Barack Obama, and they didn't happen under George Bush either.
No. He's got, listen, let's be honest about it. He's got more done in 16 months or 17 months than both Obama and George W. did. I mean, when you go back and look at what George W. did, you can't hold a candle to this in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's just amazing.
Yeah, you're absolutely 150% correct.
Well, it happens from time to time. Not that often, but anyhow.
Yeah, from time to time, you hit it right on the nail, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so let's get a little silly stupid here for a second, because this is going on in campuses all across the country. I get the biggest kick out of the fact that we're turning out these kids, and I do say kids, that have no true hold on life. They have no grasp of real life. Now, Rutgers University, now they recently debuted a program to each student and staff about how to just feel and just be nice and understand the whole illegal immigrant community. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Julio Rivera joins me and he'll still be with me on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROADSHOW, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And let me just bring him on again, because I always so much enjoy when he's on with me, and I don't have a lot of time with him. So we're looking at Julio Rivera joins me, lovingly referred to as our conservative Rican. And, Julio, how do people find your articles, your posts? How do they learn more about Julio?
At reactionarytimes.com. They can definitely find me there on Twitter at Oh Yeah, it's Julio, and at reactionarytms. I write columns at newsmax.com. Also featured at the Washington Times, the Washington Examiner. I've been published by The Hill, the Toronto Sun, PJ Media, and several others.
Well, you know, keep up the good work. I read your pieces. I like, you know, you already know I like what you write. So, you know what? I lost my mind. What the heck were we talking about? You're younger than me.
College students in Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know how to say this in a clean way. I guess I'll just say it. We're so screwed. Anyway, Rutgers University recently debuted a program to teach students and staff about the illegal immigrant community, and at least one administrator wants to make the workshop mandatory. So they're called Dream Zones, and they want to bring these students in and teach them about the plight of these illegal aliens. Oh, I'm sorry, these undocumented immigrants. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know me, I'm a soft, squishy kind of guy. But so we're going to teach them how to accept illegal behavior. We're going to teach them that breaking the law is a good way to start, a good basis to start in trying to get something done in this country. And the fact that they're taking tax money away from you to be at the same college you're at that you're probably paying, you know, full ride for, and they're not. What do you think?
Well, I don't call them undocumented immigrants. I call them law-breaking invaders, because that's literally what they are. And I think it's a true sign of the times here in New Jersey, where we just elected Phil Murphy. And make no mistake, Rutgers is in New Jersey. It is the state university. So it is a state school. And I would not be surprised if this nonsense and the idea of trying to make this mandatory is coming straight from Trenton, New Jersey, probably, you know, right from the desk of Phil Murphy, our new horrific train wreck of a governor who's looking to turn New Jersey into California. I may actually, and this is something, and I'm not even joking about it, I may be leaving shortly from New Jersey and looking for another state, because I don't want to live in New Jersey, because I know what's coming, you know, and it's not going to be good.
No, not California, I hope.
Well, no, actually, California is already what New Jersey may become. I'm probably going to go to Connecticut or someplace like that.
Oh, Connecticut's on its way, though. Go to Texas.
I don't think I'm going to go that far. I think Connecticut sounds fine. But at the end of the day, listen, it boils down to, you know, what are we teaching our kids? And you're absolutely right. They're teaching the kids that there should be two sets of rules for people, and that, you know, not having to follow the law is okay. You know, just so long as, I guess, they find themselves more Democrat voters or more voter fraud or God knows what. But it really is a sad commentary on where we are right now as a country, and in particular where New Jersey is as a state, that something like this is even being floated at Rutgers University.
But look, you guys got one of the worst school/education systems in the country. You spend, I think, $27,000 a child is about what you spend on general education. In California, in my district, we spend about $6,000 or $7,000 per child. We're among the top schools, believe it or not. And, you know, people don't realize it. Money doesn't fix all this. Higher taxes doesn't fix all this. It's management styles. It's managing the money. It's managing the people. So when you look at it, this, you got to go, my God, it just constantly gets worse. And how far away from you are having free tuition for illegals? I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the other thing that, you know, legal citizens have to take into account, too, is that, you know, and taking it to the public school system, like, you know, elementary age students, you know, all you wind up with, and I hate to say this, but it's the truth, you wind up diluting the education system, and our children, you know, the citizens or the children of legal citizens wind up getting a poorer quality education because of the fact that there's all these other children in the school that aren't supposed to be there. There's only but so much teachers. You know, they could only spread out their attention but so far. It really does. It's like the education system is being spread out thinner. And let's not forget, right, there's about how many people are in this country right now? About 314 million, somewhere around there.
Yeah, well, if you include all the illegals and everything, you're looking at about 350, 360 million. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm going to make. So if let's say the illegal immigration population accounts for anywhere between 8 and 12% of the people here in this country, it's like you're basically, you know, that the level of education, you could say, is being diluted or goes down in quality by that 8 to 12%. So, you know, we're basically going to be raising a generation of kids that are 8 to 12% dumber than they would be otherwise if all these illegals weren't here.
Oh, listen, in California, if you are an illegal here, you get in-state tuition. If my daughter moves here from Texas just to go to school, right, even though I'm paying taxes here, even though, you know, we've been here, she has to pay out-of-state tuition. And the loons on the left want to know what we're upset about. Right? Just amazing. All right, so tell people, I'm going to let you go, and tell people where they can find you, find out more about you, catch you on the air or wherever.
Okay, well, again, reactionarytimes.com. We'll be relaunching Reactionary Times Television in June, redoing the website that will also launch in June, and check out my blogs on Newsmax, and on Twitter, at Oh Yeah, it's Julio, and at Reactionary TMS.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. I just got thrown off with something that popped up on the screen, you know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. And go get some rest, and you know, go get a try. I mean, you got the energy. I can't believe the amount of energy that you actually have. So I appreciate the work that you do. Anyhow.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe. God bless, and have a great one. Thank you for having me on.
You too. Oh, so producer Tammy threw me a curveball. Just so some of you don't think I, like, lost my mind. There was somebody on the screen over my head that we know. I know, right? They were interviewing the person from one of the city councilmen from the city last night where I live, where they actually decided to back up, to uphold fighting against the sanctuary state here. And I don't know why it's this big a news. We should be just doing this. This should be a no-brainer. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Look, can I get this one done? I think I can do this one. This is pretty quick. So, an Ivy League senior presented her thesis. Now, she wanted to be sure everybody paid attention. I did a lot of crazy things when I was a kid in high school to get people to pay attention. I don't think I did this one. Cornell University senior delivered her honors thesis after stripping down to her bra and underwear in front of her teacher and classmates, at least two dozen of whom also undressed, in a bid to stand against oppressive beliefs and discrimination. I don't know what. Letitia Chai removed her undergarments for her acting in public presentation Saturday as a demonstration against her professor, Rebecca McGaugher, who questioned Chai's attire during her talk about the refugee relocation. She said, "When I got up to start, my professor said, 'Is that really what you would wear?'" Chai, who said that she was shook and filled with rage and disbelief after the incident, wrote in a Facebook post that soon went viral that she, a white woman, continued, "Your shorts are too short." Chai recalled wearing a long-sleeved blue button-down shirt and denim cutoffs, which she alleges her professor told her was inviting. And this stuff just makes me nuts. The teacher simply said, "Look, really not a way to dress. The jeans are cut way too short, up to the bottom of the cheeks of your butt, and you wonder why boys stare at you." So, I don't understand why this is so hard to understand. Since when, do you expect men, or anybody for that matter? Women do it, too. I don't want to hear about it. Women stare at men. I've seen it. Not that they stare at me, but, you know, I've seen it. And I've heard them having conversations around it. So I love it. I love it how when a teacher or an adult brings up something that just could be problematic, it's a terrible thing. It's a bad thing. It's shaming. And how does she fix the fact that the teacher says maybe she's showing too much? She shows almost all of it. Makes perfect sense to me. What do you think? Trump is senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Trump's tax cuts, they're working. We can prove it. We'll be back in a few minutes.